The state of North Carolina is grappling with the highest unemployment rate there in 25 years. In this digital age, many of those without a job are filing for benefits online. That's created some problems, though. This week, the demand for benefits was so great that North Carolina's website crashed not once, but twice. From member station WHQR, Catherine Welch reports.
In the final hours of the weekend, when most people fold laundry or sack out on the couch watching a football game on TV, tens of thousands of people in North Carolina use their computers to log on to the state's employment website. The Sunday boost in traffic is expected because Monday is when new checks are cut. Most weeks, everything runs like clockwork. But this past Sunday, so many people logged on to the site, it crashed.
Pretty much, you had to keep trying.
That's Larry Parker with North Carolina's Employment Security Commission. He says the glitches didn't stop with the website. When people couldn't get online, they picked up the phone to file. But then the phone lines crashed, and the problems rolled right into Monday, the busiest day of the week.
So you had roughly around 40,000 people joining 70,000 on Monday, trying to file both by phone and by internet. And what that did was clog up both our web traffic and our phone lines on Monday.
Parker says by noon Monday, the machines were behaving, the checks were in the mail, and by Tuesday, everyone got paid. The state doled out $31 million, a new one-day record. 356,000 people are out of work in North Carolina, and demand for unemployment benefits in the state has doubled from a year ago. Not only is the state's website jammed, but local employment offices are too.
All right, so what we need to do is we need to contact the last employer.
Catherine Turner's on the front lines. She's a state employment counselor, and she's busy. A long line of people snakes around her desk. Charles Hodge waits patiently with a paperback book. He's looked for work on and off since March, when he was laid off from a manufacturing plant. He started with the company back in the 70s.
They had a production rollback, and I was one of the rollbackies. They got the prime out of me from 20 to about 30. Actually, it's 36 years.
Hodge landed a temporary gig for a couple of months until that ended, sending him back to the employment office, which he says is more crowded than when he was here a few months ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the line, it's much longer than the last time I came here.
Senior economist at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, William Hall, says last spring the state was in pretty good shape. But then the tent poles holding up North Carolina's economy started to buckle. First the banking industry, then manufacturing, and now, Hall says, a drop in certain health care services.
For example, I know that optometrists are reporting a lot more no-shows. I know that dentists are reporting a lot more no-shows. It's a medical service that perhaps can be postponed. Postponed indefinitely, not necessarily postponed completely.
Hall says he doesn't think North Carolina will see unemployment rates as high as South Carolina, which economists say could hit 14% by mid-year. But then again, he says, he could never have predicted how dramatically North Carolina's unemployment rate climbed in such a short time. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch in Wilmington, North Carolina.